And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 27th of November, 2017. 1910, on this day, Pennsylvania Station in New York City opened. Beautiful example of Beaux-Arts architecture, pink granite, stately columns, skylit interior modeled after a Roman bath, the waiting room a block and a half long, 150-foot high ceilings. The great building was torn down in 1963 and replaced with a basement, which one architectural writer recently called an architectural crime scene. Outside of the U.S. penitentiary system, he said, it is hard to think of a more joyless building. But the destruction of Penn Station helped to start the architectural preservation movement in this country. The New York Landmarks Law was passed 2 years after that, just in time to save Grand Central Station, Radio City Music Hall, and many other historical landmarks. And ugly though it be, Penn Station today is the busiest train station in the Western Hemisphere. It was on this day, 1786, the poet Robert Burns borrowed a pony and made his way from his home in Ayrshire to the city of Edinburgh. He was a failure at farming, and after he got his girlfriend Jean Armour pregnant, he decided he needed to find a way to support the new family. He already had an illegitimate 1-year-old daughter whose mother was a servant in the Burns household, and she wanted some money. So he accepted a friend's offer to go to work in the Caribbean as a clerk in Jamaica, and he was all set to leave in September. A few weeks before his departure, he published poems chiefly in the Scottish dialect, hoping to raise enough money to pay his fare. And the book became so successful that Burns began to doubt that he should leave Scotland. And then Jean Armour gave birth to twins. And at the same time, Burns heard that his book of poems had been favorably received by some influential critics in Edinburgh. And so, full of hope, he borrowed the pony. He made the 2-day trip to Edinburgh. Along the way, he was entertained by farmers who had heard about him and who wanted to take him in for the night and to give big feasts in his honor. And he arrived in Edinburgh to find out that he was now famous in Scotland, and the trip to Jamaica was canceled. Here's a poem by Athena Kildegard, Mother's Prayer. I stood on the porch of our raised cottage and saw my 2 ruddy children crouched below in the grass over a hard-backed beetle, and I was taken with this phobia that goes up and up with me, and suddenly I saw myself fallen, my body twisted on the pavement, thigh bare and scraped and bloody, and my 2 children, wooden with fear, bent over me, saying softly, Mama, Mama. And I knew then, as one comes to know things that lodge themselves in us, that I had no way of telling them, my children, how I would leave them some day. As ashes they will toss out over moving water, how they will feel abandoned in ways that even dreams cannot express. Lord, make room inside me for this. Mother's Prayer by Athena Kildegard, from her collection Bodies of Light, published by Red Dragonfly Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, with technology services for small businesses like PC setup and repair, some tasks completed by the next day, in stores or at staples.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.